You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Carrie Muscat. And Carrie, we're a week away from the winter meetings. The Cubs, of course, still all the euphoria, the award season. That may be, you can tell me, maybe that's starting to dwindle a little bit, and we're starting to turn our attention to all kinds of rumors. The Cubs look as if they'll be pretty active.
Well, as I went down to Boca Raton to attend the general manager meetings last month, and one of the things that Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer both cautioned the writers was don't believe all the rumors that you hear, because the Cubs normally are linked to just about every single free agent that's on the market, and that's not they're not going to sign everyone. I know the Cub fans seem to think that they have endless amounts of money because they do have a budget, but they do have holes to fill, and hopefully we can get that taken care of in Nashville.
Okay. I can't believe they're not going to sign all those guys. But,
I know. It's hard to believe. I know. But.
So, you know, if you were to put a likelihood on, you know, Samardzija comes up, he's in town, it didn't go well on the south side, there's some relationships. Do you care to handicap what big name they might be adding to this rotation?
Well, that level of pitcher might be more of what they're looking at. And they also could make a trade. There's been a lot of interest in a lot of their young players, not that Cub fans should panic and that they're going to move Chris Bryant or Addison Russell. Those guys are about as close to untouchable as a player can be. But they might consider moving some of the players that are in their system. There are a lot of teams that are in rebuild mode that are looking at the young kids saying, okay, you know, we need to go that way. And I've heard that the Cubs are kind of interested in some of the Braves pitchers, like a Shelby Miller. You know, so they might be able to work out something like that. Not that anything's going to happen immediately. Jed Hoyer was doing a radio interview the other day and said that there was nothing close. So I'm not going to sit by the phone nonstop thinking that something's going to happen right now. But they did get a lot done at the GM meetings in terms of talking to people, talking to representatives of free agents. Samardzija could come back. He had terrific relationship with Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, so that would be a good reason. The problem is, you know, Samardzija coming off a bad year, you know, I'm not sure what he's looking for personally. If it were me, I'd say let's do a one-year deal, get back on track, and then go out there and get a better, you know, show people that you can, you know, get a better deal after that. He may be looking for a little more long-term type commitment from the Cubs, so he doesn't have to bounce around as much. So there's a lot still to be sorted out, but I do know that the emphasis, the Cubs will find another starting pitcher this offseason, and that's one thing that I can guarantee.
Okay. All right. What about the consequence, if you will, of the Rex Brothers trade? I mean, there's a good bullpen arm that they recently acquired in a trade, giving up Wander Cabrera.
Right.
What can you tell us about him? And how do you see Brothers' role, going forward?
I think Brothers is a lefty and just gives them depth. And right now, the fact that he pitched in Colorado and didn't do too bad isn't bad. And he also was the Rockies' closer in 2013, and had some really good numbers then. So he can handle the late situations. They had a little. They were using Travis Wood, a converted starter, as their lefty. It could be, with the addition of Brothers, that it means that they're not going to bring back Clayton Richard, or Richard, as Joe Maddon liked to call him. It was another lefty that they used late, so that could be a signal for that. I just think right now they're trying to get as many arms to sort through and as much as they can for the bullpen. The other glaring need for this team really is center field, because they've with Dexter Fowler gone, Fowler, the Cubs made a qualifying offer to Fowler. He rejected it. He's now a free agent, and that leaves a huge hole in center field and also leaves a huge hole at the top of the lineup. And Cubs have had such a hard time finding a leadoff man, and there really isn't anybody in the system that could step in right there. So I'm not. That's something that also needs to be addressed this offseason.
So let me follow that up with a question that see if we can make sense of it. As far as you're concerned, you know, you're looking at a need for a center fielder. That also, you know, the reality is you're looking for now a leadoff guy as well. Now those aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, but of the two, which do you think is more important for this Cubs team? It seems to me like Fowler's role as that leadoff hitter was, I don't know, maybe more impactful in a way than his play per se in center field.
Yes, I would agree. But one thing we asked Hoyer about that, you know, is that, you know, because the team has had troubles with on-base percentage and just getting on, you know, just as a whole. So it has not been a strength at all. And one thing Hoyer mentioned is that they may have to go a little more creative route in terms of a leadoff hitter. And he brought up that the Red Sox had once used Kevin Youkilis, who probably isn't your prototypical leadoff man for the Red Sox. So that could be another way. You know, they may look at someone else already on the roster and say, okay, this is the guy that we can sub in there. Maybe they'll rotate players, different players in there. I don't know, but I do know they moved Chris Bryant to the outfield a few times during the season last year, or not last year. It's not last year yet, is it? It's only last season. They moved Chris Bryant to the outfield a few times last season. But he's not projected at all as a full-time outfielder. They still want to keep him at third base. He might play outfield a few times, but he's looked at more as a third baseman. Another one option for the outfield, and we'll probably see this in spring training, is having Javi Baez out there in the outfield. He was part of the middle infield, the glove of middle infielders that they have, and they could try him in the outfield, and that may take care of that. I'm not sure yet. It's only early December. We got plenty of time.
Plenty of time, but it is fascinating stuff, right? Is there a name externally that jumps out? Not a fantasy name per se, but a realistic target that might make real good sense there.
Oh, you mean in center field?
Yep.
Not that I've heard. No, I have not. I don't like to. I'm not really good at naming names because then the Cub fans could all give me, oh, she said so and so. So no, I'm gonna. No, I have not heard. Have not heard names yet in terms of that filling that spot.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you do think next week in Nashville, you're going to be very busy running back and forth, filing all sorts of reports about.
All sorts of rumors. We'll be filing tons of rumors. Yes. Well,
yeah.
That's what we do at the winter meetings. Someone will float something out, and then I have to go and ask, and Theo or Jed will look at us with a puzzled look and say, "We haven't done that," and so we end up putting out a lot of fires during the winter meetings. But you know, it gives fans something to talk about and gives them an option. You know, there's something floating around. As we're speaking now, there's something floating around on Twitter that the Braves are interested in Jorge Soler. Now, Soler might be considered one of the, you know, they're not going to give up Bryant or Russell. Soler might be one of their young, talented players that they could part with for the right match. You know, so that's something that we'll have to be following up on during the meeting. So it's just a matter of, you know, Hoyer told us never to say never in terms of trading some of these kids, and that if there's a good match, you know, they'll consider it. But I don't know. I just know that the winter meetings are just. I usually get a headache about the middle of the first day, so it'll go from there.
That's right. I mean, we've already got the headline for this podcast. Kerry Muscat trades Jorge Soler to the Braves.
There we go. That'll be good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure Theo and Jed are going to look at that and go, what? Yeah, no.
Hi, Kerry. No. Well, listen, it's the offseason for the players, but this is the pennant race. This is the exciting time for people like you. So, and we love it. We love it.
Well,
and,
the cool thing is that I think what the Cubs learned from last year is that they don't want to go into the playoffs as a wild card team. That's the one that's one key thing that they learned, and they really want to win the division. And I know it is early December, and to be talking about winning the division now may sound kind of silly, but that's a big goal for them. They don't want to have to that wild card game. It could have gone either way, but there's such a risk in going to another team's ballpark and having to win there. And if it weren't for Arrieta, who to me, if he hadn't won the Cy Young during the season, he sure won it in that game. That was such a great game, but they want to try and avoid that situation as much as possible. And everybody knows the Cardinals and the Pirates are not going away. The baseball is not realigning the divisions so that they're gone from the Central. So the Cubs have to figure out some way to win, and it's going to be tough.
Well, that would be another great headline for the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Kerry Muscat realigns Central. All right. Yeah. Kerry, as always, lots of great stuff. Next week's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Nashville and seeing what has happened since we last spoke. Have a great week.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, there she goes, Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.